You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Hi, my name is Brad Hales, and I'm the pastor of Reformation Lutheran Church in Culpeper, Virginia, and I am the director of Renewal Ministries for the North American Lutheran Church. It gives me great pleasure to be able to do this mission moment for the 10-year anniversary of the North American Lutheran Church, and I have been so innumerably blessed about being part of this great Lutheran group. I have one story that I would like to share, and I have many, but there's one particularly I would like to relate to you today on a 10th anniversary moment. And it's in 2018 when I had the opportunity to go to Haiti, I went for Pastor Gamache's Buba. He was ready to go with the groups from Ohio and with Bishop John Brodowski. But unfortunately, a month before, he came down with appendicitis and he could not go. And Bishop Emeritus Brodowski asked me if I would like to go and to be able to speak. And what a wonderful opportunity it was. When I was in Haiti, we were a part of the SMI Ministry of Haiti, which is one of our valued mission partners in the North American Lutheran Church. They do unbelievable ministry in Haiti, and we went with them. We stayed in their compound, and I had the great opportunity. I got to preach revival, three nights of revival, to a large group of people in Haiti, about an hour and a half outside of Port-au-Prince. And what a wonderful opportunity it was. I got to share Jesus. I got to share God's word. And so many people there were open and they responded. As you know, Haiti is a very poor country. Coming from the United States, I had never visited a third world country before. And it all started just with flying in. And, you know, in American airports, they're so nice and pristine. And here we're flying in and there's grass coming up in the runway and there's shacks on the side of the runway. And I knew it was a different place than trying to get through the customs there and what we had to pay and being picked up. And it was quite an experience. And then to see, you know, people's living conditions and the difficulty that had no running water. There was just water, a trough of water that went through a rural village, and they used it for drinking and bathing and other things like that. So the people there did not have much economically. It is true. And we got to minister in orphanages and other folks like that, but they may not had a lot of physical things, but I'll tell you one thing, they had the spirit. They had open hearts for Jesus Christ. And that was what was most powerful for me. I think here in the Western world, we think so much that we need these things to be happy and we need these things to be content. But you realize that's not the case, is it? What we really need is Jesus. We need our hearts open to the Lord because he's our Savior and he's our friend and he's our guide and he gives us all strength. And that's what I learned from Haiti. You know, it's interesting. I know a lot of people travel abroad and they serve in these experiences. And again, at first, you're taken back by the conditions. But once you really get to know the people, you realize that they have something and they have a great gift that we don't have in the United States of America. And they have hearts for Jesus Christ. I tell you, we are so blessed in the NALC because we now have a missionary to Haiti, Pastor Heidi Punt, that is our own missionary to Haiti. And we give thanks and praise to God for that as she continues to work with the SMI ministries and she goes down there and they're doing more building there. And the great thing about SMI is they do so much support there. And that's why I love this mission opportunity. They support local churches and they build clinics and they support kids in schools and orphanages and all those things. And it is such a great and powerful ministry. I'm so glad for the founder, Frank Williams, and especially Kit Brunson, who runs that ministry on a regular basis. And if your congregation is looking for a great international ministry partner, I would direct you to SMI Ministries, our valued mission partner in the NALC, because it is a great organization to give to. And it would be great if you can get a group of people to go from your congregations or congregations together. It is a phenomenal mission trip all the way down from teens all the way to older adults. I know that fellow believers in your church will be touched by the opportunity. Again, I would have never had this opportunity in another denomination, but I had it in the North American Lutheran Church. And that's why I give so much thanks and praise to God for being part of the NALC. Because again, Haiti taught me a very important lesson. It's not about the conditions on the ground. It's not about the physical things that we think we need living here in America. But what those folks have is spirit. They have Jesus. And on the final night of the revival, they had a band playing, and we were all just dancing around that grassy area where I was able to preach revival. And there was so much excitement, passion for Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I wish we could have that same passion in our churches here in America. So again, I thank you for listening to my 10th anniversary mission moment with the North American Lutheran Church. My great experience getting to preach revival and be a part of the service ministry of SMI Haiti.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.